You're worthy, God. You're worthy. You've been so good to us, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for life, God. Thank you for it more abundantly, God. Thank you for bringing us out, God. Thank you for meeting every need tonight. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we lift up the angel and the shepherd of this flock. Ask that you continue to move through the woman of God. Move and bless this thy people that have gathered here tonight. In the name of Jesus. And Lord, we thank you. And Lord, we praise you for all things. It's in the name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Come on, give the Lord another good hand praise all over the building. Amen, amen, amen. While you're standing, put your hands together for none other than the angel and shepherd of this flock, Pastor Davis, tonight. Amen. To Brother Al, assistant pastor, to the ministers up here, to musicians, to every song, to everyone that's here tonight. We thank God for you tonight, amen. A lovely crowd, a lot of people I've never seen before, but I thank God for you tonight. Amen. Give the Lord another hand praise before you sit down tonight. Amen. 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 You can be seated. Amen. We appreciate the Lord for all things that he's doing in our life. Thank God for this open door. We thank God for just year after year after year. Been maybe a little bit longer than 7 or 8 years. Y'all was in the little building when I first started coming here. And amen. We just been coming ever since. And y'all have been such a blessing to me. Amen. Just coming here though. Don't know and just take such good care of me. And I just want to tell you thank you tonight for all the things that you do. Amen. I brought my daughter with me tonight. Amen. Usually I come by myself, but amen. She came along with me tonight. Amen. So I praise God for that. I say I want the mantle to fall somewhere. I don't know where, but I need somewhere for it to go. Amen. Amen. We love God tonight. Amen. We just try to be ourselves. I found out just be yourself. I can't be nobody else, but I'm good at being me. Amen. Y'all good at being y'all tonight. So we don't never try to take on and be nobody else. We just try to be who we are in God. And we just want God to use us for who we are. Get your Bibles. Amen. When we're going to, amen, go to the Word of God. And I want to go to Genesis, the 17th chapter. I just need to know, do I have any people that will pull a word tonight? If I got a preaching crowd tonight, amen? Amen. I say I don't need a whole lot of amens, but I would like a 2 or 3 amen to get with me if that's all right tonight. If I can get 2 or 3 amen to reach out with me in the service tonight, we don't know what God may do in this place tonight. I'm always looking for him to do something great, amen. Great things are happening. Amen, for a people that will reach out to him. Amen. I always say this. I say, amen, when Jesus went through, amen, those that pulled on him got something. He never left no one that were trying to get something. Amen. If they pulled on him, he released something in their life. Amen. I believe when we start to dig within and pull on God, we'll find something released in our life. Amen. Genesis, the 17th chapter. Let me read some. Then I'll preach what the Lord put in my spirit. Beginning at the first verse, it said, when Abram was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram, said unto him, I am the Almighty God, walk before me and be thou perfect, and I will make my covenant between me and thee, and will multiply thee exceedingly. And Abram fell on his face, and God talked with him, saying, as for me, behold, my covenant is with thee, and thou shalt be a father of many nations. Neither shall thy name anymore be called Abram, but thy name shall be Abraham. For I will make nations of thee, and kings shall come out of thee. And I will establish my covenant to be a God unto thee and to thy seed after thee. And I will give unto thee an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Turn with me to the book of Numbers, verses 25 through 32. And they returned from searching the congregation of the children of Israel unto the wilderness of Paran to Kadesh, and brought back. And they told him and said, we came into the land whether thou sendest us, and surely it floweth with milk and honey, and the cities are walled and very great. And moreover, we saw the children of Anak there. And the Amorites dwell in the mountains, and the Canaanites dwell by the sea, and by the coast of Jordan. We are well able to overcome it. But the men that went up with them said, we be not able to go up against. They had searched unto the children there, saying, the land, though we have gone to search his land, that eateth up the inhabitants thereof. and the people that we saw in it are men of great statues. And there were grasshoppers, and we were as we were in their sight. One more book. Go with me to the book of Joshua. And Moses, so the children of Israel did, and they divided the land. And the children of Judah said to him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning the servant of the Lord sent me to espy out the land, and I brought him word again, as it was. But our holy father, the Lord my God, he says, Moses swear on that day, saying, sure that the land forever, because thou hast wholly followed the Lord. And now behold, spake this word unto Moses, while the children of Israel wandered in the wilderness. And lo, I am throned this day as I was in the day that Moses sent me. As my strength was then, even so is forgive me this mountain, whereof the Lord spake in that day. For thou heardest in that day, then I shall be able to drive them out, as the Lord said. And Joshua blessed him and gave Caleb in Jesus' name. Amen. For a few minutes tonight, amen, but take your possession. Tell them like you mean it. Take your possession. Amen. When I begin to, amen, just read these scriptures, I went back prior to Abram is 75 years old when God speaks to him. And here it is. God makes a promise, amen, to Abraham that he's going to bless him. But here it is, God telling him, amen, what he's going to do for him. And here it is, Abraham speaks a word unto Abraham to let him know that, amen, you're going to, amen, and I'm going to make sure that that generation is blessed, and I'm going to give you a land. Here it is. He leaves, amen, Haran, and he goes into Cana, but because there's a famine, goes through some struggles along the way, but here it is, Abraham believed God that it was counted unto him for righteousness. Here that God is going to make him, and how his seed is going to be blessed from generation to generation. And God's foreign land, amen. And they're going to be there 400 years. But he say, after 400 years, I'm going to of anything that you're going through. And that's what I like about the word of God. He never leave you in a Abraham hears the word of God, amen. And God speaks to him at 75 feet. And here, can you imagine Abraham at 75 years old telling God, if you can look into the heavens and number the stars and look at the dust, he said, you won't even be able. But God makes him a promise. You gonna do and how you gonna come out and how your family gonna be in all chaos is in. Amen. You're going through on your job, but yet God has promised that you will be the head and not the tail. Bless us. He is telling Abraham, you're gonna have after you. And Abraham looks and he's 75 years old, and he's saying, I don't even have one. And let him know that, man, he's gonna have a child. God didn't just leave it, and they're gonna afflict him for 400 years. He say, and by the way, after 400 years, look at your neighbor and say, I'm coming out of this, what I'm going through right now. I might be gonna bring me out, and he's not gonna bring me out empty handed. Tell somebody, I ain't coming out empty handed. Coming out empty handed. I'm out with a blessing. To somebody, I've been through some tests. I'm coming out healed. I'm coming out delivered. I'm coming out blessed. I'm coming out. He said, I ain't gonna put you through. Ain't like God to put you through a test. Bring you out with more than what you went through, with more than that it did. I complained through the test. I know God getting ready to bless. I'll stop murmuring. Tell somebody, I'm getting ready to walk into my possession. I'm getting ready to walk. I'm getting ready to move. I'm getting ready to. Has promised me. Here it is. From his 99 years old. 24 years done passed your own bowels. Not the stranger that you're bringing up in your house with you, but out of your God's promise. But one thing I like about just one word from God. What I like about God, much time. The Bible says 1,000. This is one day with the Lord, and one day move by my timing. He don't move by your timing. But I can remember coming up in the guarantee you he's right on time. Tell somebody he's a right now God. He's a God. Here it is. He's still holding on to a promise. God speaks and says, I'm going to make a supply the exceedingly, amen. What I like about that, amen, the Bible oppressed them the more that they multiply. Tell somebody, we don't die, amen. It used to be a hard time through this. I'm only multiplying. We ain't dying, we multiply. Covenant. That I'm going to bring you out on agreement. Tell, he makes an agreement. God breaks covenant. He believes in covenant. Say, you're going to be a father of many nations. He said, I'm going to change your name because I'm going to make, I have made thee a father of many nations. Now look, first he's make mean it will. It will happen. Made mean it's already done happen. Tell somebody, God said, Christ, see, he already done. It ain't what God getting ready to do. It's what God already done. I will establish my covenant between me and thee and thy seed after thee. And I'm the seed of Abraham tonight. His promise still stand. His promise is still. It's not slack concerning. His promise is some men count slackness. Tell somebody, God ain't to pass. Tell somebody, it's going to come to pass. I don't care how long you've been in the city. It's coming to pass. It's going to come to pass. And he said, and to their seed, he said, they shall dwell in Canaan for an everlasting possession, and I will be their God. Oh, amen. The enemy try to make you give up on your children or grandchildren and tell you they ain't going to net on the word of God. When the enemy look like he about to take the boy, look like the girl don't do right. It's guaranteed for my children. It's guaranteed for my children's children. Because I'm sure somewhere along the line, the enemy spoke a word. Said we would in grandma or praying grandpa or mom and daddy that stood firm on the word of God. They stood on God's word. Tell somebody stand on God's word when it looked like everything. Tell your neighbor, I'm getting ready to walk into my possession. You got to believe me. I'm getting ready to have my possession. God has made me a promise. God's word. Here it is. What's this? A prophet of God, amen, of the children of Israel. And amen, God said, time up. They got to let my people go. He couldn't hold them, no limit. But when my time is up, the enemy got to let me go. When my time is up, he got to rely. It's got to overtake my life. God said. The Bible said they came out with great possessions. They didn't come out with earrings of gold and jewel. When they came out rich. They might have been struggling and put more on you than you think you can bear. But one thing about it, God's word said, after you come, I'm going to bring you out with great substance. I mean, you don't come out with something. Here it is. He said, they going to go through, but they coming out. I like to say it again. I always tell people, just flip a page. Amen. All you got to do is say, amen. When it looked like all chaos, that God brought them out. You'll see, they came out. Just turn a few chapters over. You ain't got to do no. Might have been they was going through in chapter 10, but by more chapters over, some of you got stuck in 10 and didn't know whether God was going to bring them out. Here it is. God has made a promise to Abraham. He's told him, he's ministered and prophesied and told them there's a people before they even got there. God already told them who was over there. He already done told us everything going to be all right. I never leave or forsake you, but I'm with you always. 12 spies to spy the land and they go out for 40 days. And everything, and they come back just like he had sent them out. They came back, amen. Said, look at the fruit, at the size of the fruit. Surely is the land that flowed with milk and honey. With milk and honey, and the fruit over there is good. He said, just like you told us. But listen, they said, but never. He said, and they dwell in fenced cities. As this, he said, we saw the children of Anak there. He said, not only was Anak there, but the Amalekites was there by the south, the mountain. They said the Canaanites dwell by the sea. In other words, the land looked good. It's some good fruit over there. It flowed with milk and honey, but it's some enemies over there too. I'm looking at the promise. So I'm not looking at the enemy. I'm looking at the promise. Faith and not by sight. I'm not looking at what I'm looking at. If I look at what I'm looking at, I'll be bleak and saying, my natural eyes, God has made me a promise. enemies. Then they go on further to say, we be not able to go than we. It is a land that eat it up, then have. We were in our own sight as grasshoppers, and so were we. And tell somebody, giants fall. Amen. If David had looked at the giant standing, he can come down. Tell somebody, a giant in your life, it can come down, it can fall. It's in your life. They said, we saw the children. They said, we was like grasshoppers in their sight. First of all, they forgot God's promise. The Gibeonites, Amalekites, the Canaanites, they were already there when God told them to go over. Got over there. That is giants over there. But long as you got me, you don't got to worry. Don't ever let the enemy intimidate. I got such a hold on you that you'll never break this habit. Amen. You'll never come out from under that God can't get you out of. Is anything too hard for God? Ain't nothing too hard for, to bring you out. I serve a covenant God tonight that can bring you out. Thank you, Jesus. Covenant God. But what I like, even the minority say, we can. Some majority saying the task too hard, we can't do it. But here it is, two men, Joshua the son, and said that the word came unto Caleb, and Caleb steal the people but Moses and possess it. For we be well able to come overnight to overcome that devil that's telling you you ain't gonna do nothing, or telling you you gonna always be back. Look at my possession tonight. I ain't gotta wait until tomorrow. Now faith is the substance. Tell somebody right now if you believe my word. Right now, for we are, the Bible said, we are more than conquerors through Christ that left. Hallelujah. That's something greater on the inside of me. I'm able. I'm able to do what God told me to do. I'm able tonight for whatever God failures. Amen. I may have had. Amen. I'm able to get up from where I'm at. Hallelujah. The Bible said, righteous man will fall, but he'll get back up again. Tell somebody, I'm on to get back up again. Give me a few more minutes. I'm gonna let you go. He said, we be well. Not just able, but we well. We well able to overcome it. We well able to do what God told us to do. This sickness ain't gonna get me. I'm well able to come out of it. Poverty ain't gonna hold me down. I'm well able to come out of it. God say I can do it. Here it is. 14th chapter. Joshua. Children of Judah begin to come to Joshua in Gilgal, and Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, the Kenite, said unto him, thou knowest the thing that the Lord said unto Moses, the man of God, concerning me and Kadesh Barnea. Listen, he said, look at here. 45 years gone by. That's when I come to tell you, you ain't too old. God just not finna use you. My ladder ain't gonna be better than my beginning. Amen. I'm just not getting hot. Tell somebody, I'm just not steaming up. I'm just not. It's been some years, but I'm just not building up a little steam behind me. He said, you knew the thing that the Lord said unto Moses concerning me. 40 years old was I when Moses, the servant of the Lord, sent me to spy out the land. He said, I brought back word again as it was in my heart. He said, nevertheless, my brethren that went with me made the heart of the people to melt. He said, but I wholly follow the Lord. You can't follow God and God not bless you. You can't be, he don't save somebody. Hey man, you just got to open up your mouth and say some word and say, look, God, you told me 20 years ago that was deliverance coming to my faith won't fail. Not one good word of your promise would fail. I believe in you for the word. Been had a word for years, but it ain't came to pass yet. miracle of a blessing. It's getting ready to happen. I believe any day now it's about to happen. I ain't get that team. Amen. Nobody saw the Raptors. Let me take a break. They didn't see it. Amen. But what I like about God, he's a God for the underdog. Amen. Amen. He done counted you out. God like to raise you up. When everybody say, ain't no way they can put him down. God. He said, you remember? Joshua, you Moses spoke and said, everywhere that the sole of your feet has trodden, when Moses spoke and made a promise that I had an inheritance in this land, and then it wasn't for me, but it was for my children and for my seed and the next generation. He said, God, he said, Moses swear. Moses made a promise to. Amen. Yeah, some of us just need to start walking it out. Start walking and say, amen. This giant, I'm walking in my chin. This giant got to leave here tonight. Everywhere the sole of my feet. Lasting. He said, now behold the Lord. 45 years. He said, 45 years done passed. He said, 45 years. I'm 85 years right now. He said, I'm old. He said, hallelujah. Someone said, I feel my strength. I did 45 years ago, both to war, both to go in and through Christ just strengthened me. Tell somebody, I feel just as strong today. I feel years ago as I felt 5 years ago. As I did, give me my mountain. Tell somebody, God, give me my possession that you promised me. Give me what you promised. He said, Lord, give me my mountain. Give me my possession that you said I could have. I've been waiting 45 years on it. I've been waiting a while on it, God, but give me my possession. You promised me that I would possess the land. You promised me that I would do this. Give me my possession that you promised me. He's saying, if the Lord be with me, he said, I'll drive them out just as he spoke. Tell somebody, if God be for you, that's all you need to know. You don't got to be worried about sister. You ain't got to be worried about her. Brother, all you need to know is God is for me. If God be for me, he's more than the world against me. He said, give me my mount. Joshua gave him his possession. I come to tell you tonight, the enemy ain't gonna give it to you loose handed. He don't want you to have what God done promised you. He want to make you think it ain't never coming to pass. And he likes to talk to our mind and say, we won't never see it happen. But you need to say, I'm finna drive that devil out. That devil got to go. Hallelujah. Caleb say, I'm going to drive him out. If God told me I can drive him out. I come to tell you tonight, you need to drive off the enemy off of your possession. You need to drive him out. Daniel 7 and 18. The Bible said that Daniel saw the future and he saw some things that were going on. He saw a place where, amen, they had exalted himself against the word of God. Amen. But one thing I like about Daniel, he saw more than that. Daniel saw a word. He saw a people that were coming forth in this hour. There's a people that God is raising up in this hour that's going to possess strong enough to go in and get what God told them they could have. Daniel said, but God shall possess the kingdom forever and forever and under the saints of the Most High God. I believe God's word. He's talking to me tonight. He's telling me, but the saints of the Most High God. Then that he said forever and forever. Then he said again, and for to put the devil under their feet forever. Some things you just need to put under your feet and say, I don't want to see you. Some things come around yearly. You went through it this time last year. You've been going around. You see them enemies putting it under my feet tonight. I don't want to see you. I don't want to see you. I've been seeing you for year after year after year. Believe in God for my possession. I'm believing him for everything he promised me. I'm believing money. I'm believing him for ministry in my life. I'm believing him for everything that he. The scripture here. St. Matthew 11 and 12. Jesus said, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence by force. The kingdom of heaven suffered great strength. Amen, the devil. Amen. I'm finna take back. I'm finna have a fit on the devil. Give it to me. I'm gonna take it. I'm gonna have what God told me I can have. I'm gonna be blessed. Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. Say I'm a possessor. I have what God told me. I'm coming out of this struggle. I'm coming out of this. I'm coming out of it. And I ain't coming out of it empty handed. I'm coming out with great strength. I'm coming out with great possession. I'm going to be up and confess it tonight. I'm blessed. Tell somebody I'm healed. If you're fighting sickness, if you're struggling, lift your hands up and say, I'm blessed tonight. If you're going through your. I'm going to be a possessed the kingdom. I'm going to walk into my possession. I'm going to walk into my possession. I'm going to possess. God said, you should. I'm going to give you the land. Said, God going to give it to me. I ain't worried about it. God said, he going. Come on, stand to your feet all over the building. Stand up your hands up. Come on, lift your hands up. Come on, lift your hands up. Come on, lift up your hands. Lift your hands up. If you believe God's word, lift your hands up tonight. Come on, lift your hands up. Ready to walk in your possession. There's been a struggle. That's been a street. Put it under your feet and confess. I'm going to have everything God told me I can have. Jesus' name. God, we pray. Strengthen this woman of God. Strengthen her right now. Put in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Come on. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him tonight. Come on, praise him tonight. Somebody lift your hands up. Come on, give him the hunger. Getting ready to be birthed in your belly, woman. There's a hunger. God getting ready to bless. God get for you. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her. In Jesus' name, help her to possess with him. Come on. Come on, praise him, somebody. Come on, praise him. Come on, hands up. Lift your hands up. Come on, praise him. Come on, come on, praise him. Step out here, man. Let me pray. Tell God, I feel just as strong today as when you made me the promise. I feel it's been some years, but God, I'm still believing you for the word that you spoke in my life. And speak his light of him will be greater than his beginning. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Come on, praise him. Come on, praise him. Hallelujah, G. Hallelujah, G. God bless you. Hallelujah. Come on. Come on. Lift your hands up. Lift your hands up. Come on. Bless her right now. Bless her right now. Bless her right now. I speak blessings in her life. And hallelujah. Hallelujah. Come on. Lift your hands up. Bless her, God. You heard a request, God. Lord, you heard it, God. Do it, Jesus. The name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Use this man. Use him, God. Lord, he never saw himself in the place that he do something greater. Do something greater in his life. In the name of Jesus. Here, let me pray for you. Lift your hands up. Use her in ministry in a mighty way. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you.